I've just been appointed, having been chief executive of NHS Ealing, to run NHS Hillingdon and NHS Hounslow. I've got to completely clear out my top management team and make a whole set of new appointments. I spent 13 hours yesterday in interviews. I'm spending another 6 hours today, another 8 hours tomorrow, and so on. In all that time, I am not spending a moment thinking about patient care or money or anything else. I've then got to go through the process of enabling all my directors to make their appointments by the end of January, February, of the new tier in the new hugely trimmed down organisation, 50% fewer people than there were a month ago. And it will be very, very difficult during this period to keep everybody's minds focused on the task in hand, which is to generate those innovative ideas that will make life different and better. I completely agree with Claire and with everybody, really. This must be working together. We can only do this if we work together, and there are all sorts of really good examples of patients, GPs and PCT staff working really well together, but we are at risk of blowing it, seriously. Put in my personal context. Sometimes I feel I'm only doing what I'm doing because of a sense of public duty. Like, I'm serious here, that what is the point in me doing this? Because in 2 years' time, I shall be out of a job, and I will probably be shown to have failed in what I've been doing. And in fact, the government is currently saying that everything that I have done for the last 8 years as a PCT chief executive has been bad, poor, unsuccessful, and should be destroyed. What is the sense of saying that to me and to all the people who are trying to hold this system together? It completely defies my understanding.